And I've seen a lot of anti-trafficking work too that involve a lot of ethical and unethical storytelling that is expected from survivors. And what I'd like people to know is that when survivors come into the space, we're not only here to tell people, well, this is my story, this happened to me, and have our other skills and competencies neglected because of who we are and what we bring to the space. So my hope is that the movement will recognize that survivors are multidimensional contributors in the anti-trafficking work. We're researchers, advocates, consultants, leaders. Some thrive in storytelling as well, others not. Readiness, saying that a survivor is ready or not to work in the anti-trafficking field shouldn't necessarily fit in a specific standard mold. So it's about having the space to contribute in ways that align with our strength and with our boundaries too, that can often be neglected or unintentionally put aside. So what I'd like to finish by saying is that when we reduce survivors to a single role from our perspective or biases, we miss out on the full value of the expertise of survivors, what they can really bring into this space, and like the potential of collaboration and engagement with survivors. So yeah, the true inclusion means honoring all of the ways that survivors choose to engage in the space, not only where we'd like them to contribute,